In this gospel passage, we have Jesus traveling towards Jerusalem with his disciples, trying to instruct them about being his followers and about the kingdom of God. His disciples continue to struggle and to understand and are challenged by his words and actions. I will begin this reflection with the final scene from the gospel reading, in which people are bringing children to be touched by Jesus. I am sure you would be aware that in this time, children have no status or value, and so Jesus' words and actions would have been quite mystifying for his disciples and onlookers. Jesus is attempting to break open the realm of the kingdom of God. A couple of weeks ago, at the end of chapter 9 in Mark's gospel, there was another passage relating to children. It goes, "If anyone wants to be first, he must make himself last of all and servant to all." He then took a little child, set him in front of them, put his arms around him and said to them, "Anyone who welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." The kingdom of God is pure gift and needs to be received as a child receives gifts, with joy, with expectation, with eagerness, and with pleasure. There is no expectation for something in return. This reminds me of the time that I have just spent with some of my grandchildren. One of them had his 5th birthday and the other the 2nd birthday. I loved the anticipation of the approaching days and the excitement of the birthday. Both boys sang happy birthday for days before and after their special days. Their wide eyes and joy were a pleasure to behold. Much of this innocence comes from knowing they are loved and treasured. And all this happened as I held their 8-week-old brother, who was learning to smile and interact with the people around him. His gaze on those who held him was simply magic. Children are to be blessed by us because they are gifts to us from our good and gracious God, who invites us to care for them. They are people in their own right and have much to teach us.